do what you got to do. 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 Back at it, live and direct. Put it on the tables and dissect. I hope that your needles are high tech. It'll take a lot of watts for this mic check. One too many hype men. I connect words like a hyphen. Paragraphs of parables, you need a parachute to escape from the altitude.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, so much for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life. Father, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, Lord, that you give your people. And Father, just this day, Lord, we thank you above all for Jesus, Lord God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, the reason, Lord God, that we know you, Father, the one that drew us, Lord, the good shepherd, Father, we thank you for leading and guiding us into all truth this day, Lord God. And Lord, this day, Lord, as we just come before you, Father, we leave every care, every concern at the side, Father God. We hold nothing, Lord, in our hearts, but Lord, just the love that you have for us, Father God, and your mercy, Lord God, that draws us unto yourself. Lord, we don't hold anything, Father God, in this world, Lord, too close, Lord. Then we hold a very loose grasp on this world, Father. And Lord, rather, Lord, what we seek is you, Father. We seek your leadership and your direction. So, Father, right now we bind every negative influence, Lord, every demonic spirit, Father, anything, Lord, that would seek just to hinder us, Lord, from our connection with you, Father. And Lord, we do cast it out, Father. We pray for the free flow of your spirit in this place. And Lord, I just get out of the way, and I invite, Lord, the free flow of your spirit through me this day as we speak and as we go forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. And verse 36. Acts 15 and verse 36 says, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him from them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches."
අප විසින් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේගේ වචනය ප්‍රකාශ කළා වූ සියලු නුවරවල වචන සමූහයෝ කෙලෙස සිටිද්දී අපි නැවත ගොස් බලමු යයි කීවේය. බර්නබස් මාක් නන්දත් යොහාන්ද සමුන් සමග කැඳවාගෙන යන්න කැමති වූයේය. නමුත් පාවු ඒ වැඩේට නොගොස් පම්පිලියේදී සමුන්ගේ අහසු ගියා වූ තැනැත්තා සමුන් සමග කැඳවාගෙන යාම නුසුදුසු යයි සිතුවේය. ඒ ගැන සැර විවාදයක් හටගත් බැවින් ඔහු එකිනෙකාගෙන් වෙන්ව ගියෝය. බර්නබස් මා කැඳවාගෙන සුප්‍රසද නැවෙන් ගියේය. නමුත් පාවුල් සීල ස්තෝරාගෙන සහෝදරයන් විසින් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේගේ අනුග්‍රහයට බාරදුන ලදුව පිටත් වී සභාව ස්ථිර කරමින් සිරියාව සහ කිලිකියාව වැඩි ගමන් කළේය.
Okay, I have a question for you. No, not Prashnak, no, I have a question. Not a problem. Alright, see, this is why she's translating for me. Okay. So I have a problem and I have a question, is the same thing.
Same thing.
Wow, okay. No wonder we have so many problems in this country. People just have questions. Okay. Paul and Barnabas dispute over John Mark. Who's right?
Then Paului, first time Paului, Barnabas Adare, Kodi Matagati Maki. How the men in the hurry? The Maki again, can come out to Matagati, the Maki again, and then how the hurry?
Take a look at it again if you need to. Who's right?
තව ටිකක් බලලා හොඳට කල්පනා කරලා බලන්න කවුද හරි කියලා දෙන්නා කිව්වා.
Yeah, they're fine. Paul and Barnabas dispute over Mark. Who's right in this situation?
Mark sambandhen thamai dennage mata gatinne kibule. Kawuda dennage hari?
They both can be.
Both could be right.
Yeah. See, here you have a situation where you have actually the strongest missionary team in the day, Paul and Barnabas, traveling throughout the world, preaching the gospel and building up the churches, right? And Barnabas is actually the one that brought Paul to the church. The church didn't want to have anything to do with Paul. Barnabas brought Paul to the church.
Then Barnabas came again and thamai Paul was sabhavat kendavagi naave. Mokada Paul ta sabhavat ek karanne kisima deyak e kaale wenakota thibune neha. Namuth Barnabas thamai Paul gena.
And if Barnabas was like some people that we know, Barnabas might have said to Paul, look, you wouldn't have even had the opportunity to be here if it wasn't for me. Don't you know you would be nothing if I didn't open the door for you here? You'd still be in the backside of the desert trying to figure out what God just did to you. Don't you know that I'm the one that brought you to Jerusalem? I'm the one that lets you meet the apostles. They didn't want to have anything to do with you. I'm the one that told you to talk to them. Does that sound like some people we might know?
Okay.
And in fact, Barnabas could have been so upset by this incident because who's the one that's commended by the brethren? Who's the one that they pray for? In verse 40, it says that, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. So Barnabas takes Mark, and Paul, they all go and bless Paul with what he's doing. The verse 40 says that Paul and Silas were recommended by the brethren. Okay. That Paul and Silas, the brethren, they bless them in their work.
Paul and Silas,
okay. Again, the difference between the giftings that God has put in you as well, right? The very gift that Barnabas had to bring Paul into the church is the very same gift that wouldn't allow him to throw Mark away.
Then Barnabas to Paul was sabhavata kendavagena enda labitta bimanawa samai Barnabas to tibune Mark wa kendavagena noyenda tibba bimanawa eyawa geniyan nathu wenna tibba bimanawa samai kriya kare.
And the very gift that Paul had that functioned in him even during the time that he was antagonizing the church is the same gift that was continuing to function with him after he had come to Christ and moving forward with what needed to be done with the early church there. And these two gifts and these two blessed men of God that love God with all their heart smash heads.
Then may demon on the මේ වගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ප්‍රේම කරන මිනිස්යන් දෙදෙනා එකිනෙකාට එක්කිනා ඔලු ටික හපගත්තා.
And verse 39 says, and the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. They parted company. It was so sharp of a disagreement.
දැන් ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ මේ එකකතාවය මේකට නොවිච්ච එක ඉතාම බලවත් තිබුණා. ඒ නිසා වෙන් වෙන්න සිදුනා. ඉතාම බලවත් වෙන්වීමක්.
So sharp of a disagreement between two men that love God with all their hearts would do whatever he told them to do. Interesting situation, yes?
දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ප්‍රේම කරපු මිනිස්යන් දෙන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියන දේ කරන්න කැමති වෙලා ඉන්න බලාගෙන ඉන්න මිනිස්යන් දෙන්නේ අතර පුදුම එකලතාවයක් නැති ස්වභාවයකට ආවා.
And I remember one time I heard Pastor Bala talking about this. We were talking together. He said, Paul was on the side of the mission. Barnabas was on the side of the missionary.
Then Pastor Bala may have said that Paul was on the mission. He was on the mission and missionary.
Yeah.
Paul was on the mission.
So the difference between the two, the truth is that they were both right. And see, usually what happens, we want to say, okay, you're right, you're wrong, and now we're going to throw you out, we're going to excommunicate you. In the world, they tend to kill people when they disagree with them anymore. But over a period of time, as we see both men continuing to keep the will of God at the forefront of who they were, time bears out the truth that they were both in the right with the Father. Even in chapter 16, we see the grace of God powerfully with Paul and the work that he's doing. And in the later letters and epistles that Paul would write, he would even ask that Mark be sent to help him in the ministry because he felt that he was effective and useful for the ministry at that time. And had Barnabas not taken up Mark at that time and let him be thrown away, Mark would have never been there for Paul when he needed him down the line. See, this is why it's so important that we forgive and don't hold anything in our hearts against anyone, and make it doubly so important with when it comes to the brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Because you don't know, and we only see a very small piece of the picture right now. You don't know when the very person that you may have thought was could never be dependable will be the very person that comes down a few years from now and be the blessing and the help and the support to what God is doing at that time. But that's not to say that you compromise the vision and the mission and what God has put in your heart to do as well.
Yeah.
Because you have to stay true to what the Father has put in you. And as much as possible, you also need to find that point of agreement when you can. I think there's a misconception though sometimes that we're all going to be in the same thing together forever and ever and ever right now, and once somebody's come together, that's it. We're for the next 65 years, you're going to see my face every day. Not so. When I look at the early church, I see a very fluid group of people that joined together and then depart and join together again, and different teams mixing and matching, and very, very dynamic. And always coming together, mixing and matching by the Spirit of God for the assignments that God had at the time. And each time a different team came together, the entire dynamics of what that team was different. And because so the different people that came together formed an entirely different impact in the places they would go. Now that versus the way the world is, which is the world becomes this big lumbering giant, just adds more and more and more and more people, big organization, hierarchical structure. Yes? So, big giant going this way. Big giant going that way. Whereas God's people are very quick, very nimble, very, because they're always connected to the head. Jesus described them like being like the wind in John 3, that you don't even know whether they're coming or they're going. They go where the Spirit leads them. Okay. So God does things for a season and a time, yes? So we're eternal beings living in temporal time for a season. Okay, that being the case, when is the time for us to let things go? Ah, this is a good one for us to start to know, yes? Because if the Father, if you read the book of Acts, you see how He works. You read through the whole Bible, you see Him moving His people to and fro. How do you know when you need to depart from a situation or it's time for you to go? Yes? Because there's one thing that I know that I would really, that's become something I'm very conscious of. I don't want to be out of position spiritually with the Father. Because Because Jesus Christ is moving. Even when he was in the earth, if you wanted to follow, if you wanted to be around Jesus, you had to have your walking shoes on. Because you couldn't... He was going all the time. So if people wanted to stay, they wanted him to stay with them. He's like, no, I gotta go. So they kept trying to get Jesus to be stationary, and Jesus was moving, and if you wanted to hear his words consistently, you had to go with him. I'm pretty sure God did that on purpose. He would come into a place, they would get some time to be exposed to truth, and get some time to be exposed to the presence of God, and then he would be on the way somewhere. And if you wanted to continue to hear his truth, you had to be willing to leave everything else that you knew, and that truth had to be worth more to you than all the rest that was around you. So if you wanted to continue to hear the words that Christ was speaking, you had to be willing to leave your job, you had to be willing to leave your family, or maybe whoever would want to come with you would come, but you had to be willing to leave everything that you had behind just to go and follow him. And I believe the Spirit of God is the same today in the way that he works with people. The Spirit of God comes, people are exposed to the presence of the Father. They hear the truth of what he's saying to them. And then the Spirit of the Lord says, this is the way I'm going. Jesus says, follow me in this. And if people choose, because you have free will, to not follow the Spirit of God, then the Spirit of God goes on, and that person stays in a place where the Spirit of the Lord is not with them in that anymore. So even in Matthew 28, when Jesus is speaking, he told these guys, go into all the world, and he's like, lo, I'll be with you even to the very end of the age. So no go. Well, if you're not going with him, then he's not with you. Okay. So, we want to constantly be in a place where we're in that relationship and connection with the Spirit of God, with what he's doing right now at this time. Okay, so back to the question now, when is the time to let things go? Alright, I'll give you a few. I'll give you a few and you can go back and look for some more. Okay, Amos chapter 3, verse 3, and we've been talking about this one recently.
Amos 3:3.
Yeah. The first one is when there is no longer a spiritual agreement. When there's no longer spiritual agreement. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? A simple point. If can two walk together, can two go in the same direction unless they're in agreement together that that's the way they're going? Can I walk to the end of this room with somebody else that says, I want to go this way? Yes? No? Okay. So if Sandra here, Sandra wants to go that way, and I want to go this way. Okay, go, Sandra, go. No, I can't go that way. Maybe Nelson said I can go that way out of power. I can maybe drag her. Okay, no, think about it. I can maybe drag her. Think of all the effort, all the energy I'd have to put into just to get a few feet that way if I had to drag her with me. Think of all that I'd have to do. I would have to do. Maybe I could do it. Maybe I can just force it. I could maybe carry it. All the energy that would go into me just trying to go that way if it's the case that she's not in agreement to go the same direction. Whereas if she is in the same agreement, if we're both going in the same way, it's easy.
That's right.
So Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So when something is yoked, do they yoke it one or two? So Jesus, he said, so you're being yoked in the Spirit, you're being yoked in a spiritual agreement with the Spirit of God, so that you're both going in the same direction. That path is easy. And if someone else wants to go on that journey, now that you've been yoked with the Spirit of God, they have to come into agreement with the direction that you're going. Okay, that being the case, it's also why it's so important to be careful of the agreements that you get into. The point being, don't bind yourself to something or someone that you will want to be set free from in the near future. Yes? Yeah, I'll say it again. Don't bind yourself to something or someone that you will want to be set free from in the near future. Okay. So I'll give you some natural examples, and then you can translate them to spiritual ones. But a natural example would be like a marriage. Or, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
So where people would say, okay, they really, really, you know, now someone is getting a little older and they need to, they come on, you know, he's okay, he's an alright guy, you know, good family. And but then a few years from now, when that direction is, spiritual direction is pulling one way and she wants to follow God, what are you stuck with?
Then අපි හිතමු විවාහ වෙලා ගියා අපි කියනවා දැන් මෙයා නම් දැන් ටිකක් වයස ගිහිලා කියලා ඔක්කොම ලැබිනවා හරි වාට හරියන්නේ මෙයා කසත් බඳින්න කියලා බඳිනවා බැන්දර පස්සේ එක්කෙනෙකුට අවශ්‍ය වෙනවා.
Another one. Thank you, Nelson. Another one. Glory a Dios. Okay, another one is... what? No, okay, sure. Go ahead. Another one, okay, recent one that I was looking at was this a bad landlord agreement. Agreement with a landlord, someone wanted to rent a property. And in this situation, you could tell that the person had a bad heart. This bad heart. He had a bad. He was not a good person. And so he was looking for some opportunity to cheat. And so even when it came down to making a legal agreement for something, he wanted to leave certain things out, say, ah, yeah, 1 year from now we can decide, like that. But he wanted to wait until this business started going, and then when the business was going and then people are coming and everything, then he wants to send the rent up very high. So, the point being, if you look ahead a little bit and you know, avoid going into an agreement with something that you know is not right. Yes? So use some wisdom in those situations because God's given us the brain to use. But how do you keep from falling into a snare? Because many times we don't have that information and the Spirit of the Lord does. See, we only see a very short picture in the movie. We only see this little part we're in right now. But the Spirit of the Lord sees the whole thing. Our entire lives are laid out before the Spirit of God. So here's a tip that I know now to be true.
Right.
How you can keep from falling into this snare of getting into a bad agreement with in the natural and the spiritual is there is that you do not want anything in this world more than you want the will of God in your life. So if you want the will of God in your life more than anything else in this world, and if that is truly at the heart and the core of who you are, what your desire is, then you can be assured that God will keep you out of those things that are traps in both the spiritual and in the natural.
ස්වභාවිකවත් ආත්මිකවත් මේ වගේ උගුල් වලට ගිහිලා වැටෙන්නේ නැති වෙන්න උන්වහන්සේ අපව බේරගන්න.
Because in John chapter 10 in verse 10 through 18, verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And he goes on to talk, but with this thing too, and in verse, also in verse, the first few verses of John chapter 10, good chapter to read, sorry, but you can read those two there. Just 10 and 11.
යොහන් 10 10 11 ගත්ත කෙනෙක් කියන සොරයිනේ සොරකම් කරන්නටත් මරන්නටත් විනාශ කරන්නටත් පමණක්ය මාවේ උන්ට ජීවනය ලැබෙන පිණිසත් ඒ අධික ලෙස ලැබෙන පිණිසත් මම යහපත් බැටළු එලේරාය යහපත් බැටළු එලේරා තමගේ ජීවිතය බැටළුවන් උදෙසා දෙන්නේ.
And verse 4 and verse 5 of the same chapter says, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." So Jesus said that his sheep know his voice, and he said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, and if someone follows their voice, that's what they go into. So, the situation that we're in is the abundant life that God wants for us comes by following the leading of His voice. And in order for you to continue to follow Him, the desire has to be truly, "Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done." That's why we were even taught to pray that. So it's not a ritual, but it's actually something that we seek, and that's why God even said, "Look, pray this way, put it there, submit your will and your desire to my desire and my will for you." Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of your needs. He put provisions there for that. And so if you do not desire anything more in this world than the will of the Father, you leave the place for the Father to keep you out of the traps and the snares, and Him to reveal to you what's the path of abundant life. Because here's the point too. You are always coming into agreement with something. You're always coming into agreement with either the Spirit of God, or the world and the world system, or your flesh, or you're coming into agreement with something. So, because you're always coming into agreement with something, make it your willful decision that the agreement that you're coming into is the agreement with the Spirit of God and nothing else. That being the first and primary.
අපි හැම වෙලාවෙම මේ විදිහට වෙන නිසා පරිස්සම් වෙන්න ඕනේ. අපි මොනවා දෙකද ගිහිල්ලා එකඟ වෙන්නේ කියලා හැම විස්සෙම. ඉතින් අපි තීරණයක් ගන්නවා නම් අපි එකඟ වෙන්න යන්නේ
Because there's also a time where God will say in Luke 13:27, he says, But I say unto you, I tell you, where he'll say to those here, let's just go there. Luke 13. And verse, actually you can read this one later, but verse 22 through about 30, but but in verse 27, where Jesus will say, and he said, I tell you, I know not whence ye are, depart from me, all ye that workers of iniquity. So there will be a group of people that are workers of iniquity that Jesus will say, you never were in spiritual agreement with me. I'm not, you're not walking with me. You're not going where I'm going. You go that way. So you live out the choice that you made. And you remember too, when even you can flip back to chapter 5 of Luke as well, when Peter, when he encountered God, in verse 8, when Peter saw the miracle that Jesus did with all the fish, he said, when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord. Peter, when he came into an encounter with the presence of God, he asked Jesus to depart from him. But not because he didn't want to be around Jesus, but because he knew, and in honesty, he knew that his life was not in spiritual agreement with the Spirit of God. And so because he knew that his life wasn't in agreement with the Spirit of God, he's like, how can I be in your presence if I'm not in agreement with you? And Jesus' offer to him was, look, I know that's why I came to you. And basically it was like in verse 10, he says, And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So the point being, it didn't matter what you did, just today get on the right page with God and follow Him when the offer is made. So, nice to know. Nice to know that God extends that out to people. Nice to know that some of the people in this book were some of the roughest, most soiled characters you'd ever have known or met. Some of these people in here were some pretty bad characters in the world before they met Jesus.
Mm-hmm. වහන්සේව දැනගන්න ඉස්සෙල්ලා කොහොම වගේ නරක ජීවිතයක ගත කරේ කියන එක
So Peter is like, God, I'm a sinful man. I can't be around you. Please go away from me. But God's saying, look, I know you really want to be with me. Just follow me and you're cool. Paul and Moses were both murderers. Think about this. The two guys that contributed more to the Old and the New Testament than anybody else were two murderers in the Bible. Does anyone stop to think about and look at then what God did with them? So if that's the case, and I see God picking people even like that to make a point. That this is His thing, and He will redeem and clean up and set right and use those that will come into a spiritual agreement with Him. But just like Paul said to the church, he said, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. And the point being that if I stop following Jesus, you keep following Jesus. If I break from that spiritual agreement with the Spirit of God, you still keep going in the right direction with Him. So, but also a thing to remember here as well is be careful of the agreements that you get into, because if there's a time that comes where you have to break, you don't want to be bound to that. And if you seek the direction from the Spirit of God, He will keep you in what you need for you to be able to live abundant life here in this earth. Okay, I'm going to go through these last three quickly because we're running out of time, but I want to give them to you. Another time that you know when it's time to let things go, when you've been set free. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Proverbs 3 verse 7. I'll give these scriptures out. Someone can, each different people can read them. Psalms 34 verse 14. Psalm 34 verse 14 says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So when you've been set free, it's time to go. It's just like the children of Israel and God doing the miracles necessary to liberate them from the strong hand of Pharaoh. So God breaks the grip of the world on their lives powerfully. He breaks the grip of Pharaoh on the lives of the children of Israel.
Israel, that one. Israel, that one. Bedila gitiye Pharaoh Raju
But they have to get up, stand on their feet, and leave Egypt. And this day, right now, Jesus Christ has broken the power of sin and the world over the life of anyone that will receive that gift from Him. But you then have to make the decision to depart from the world and from the system of evil that's in the world and choose to live in Christ. So now that you've been set free, live in that freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. You've been set free so that you can follow Him. Okay. Another one. Number three. When is it the time to let things go? To make room for what God is doing. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 1 through 12, and just we won't read it, but you can read it on your own later if you'd like, because I know you just go home and you go over these sermons 5-6 times between weeks, right? Yeah, right. Okay. Genesis chapter 13, where you see Lot and you see Abraham and you see the blessing of God that's overflowed even in the natural and what they're experiencing at the time. And in this chapter, or even in this second section, it says that that the land wasn't even able to bear up, was verse 6, that the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was so great so that they could not dwell together. And it's not that they weren't in agreement together or anything, but it just, there was a time where they had grown so much that it's time to move out of the nest. So children grow up, yes? There comes a good point where they should move out of the house, where the mother shouldn't be waking them up at 45 to give them bed tea. There comes a point, for the sake of the growth that God expects in your life, that now you've learned something, now you've grown, now some things have happened with you. Don't be afraid to now move forward with what God has put in your heart to do. He strengthened you for the task at hand. Now move forward in it with confidence. But remember too, the earlier point, what did Lot do? And where did he go? He had a place of choice and decision, and he chose, there was something in him that chose to put himself in a position that later on he would suffer loss. So back to my tip, the tip that God gave me was just don't want anything more than you want the will of God in your life in this world. And the last one is that I'll give you for today is when it's time to let things go. Number four, when the assignment from God is completed. Because God gives us assignments, and His intention for us is that when they're completed, now that's done. You've graduated from your A-levels. You finished college. When you finished that, do you still keep going back to the school? Wouldn't it seem very strange if someone finished A-levels and then they show up back to the school the next term when it starts again? Nobody does that. But people do that in the kingdom of God, but they don't do that even in the world. Acts chapter 4 verse 1, where Jesus said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Right? Acts chapter 1 verse 4. The assignment from God was wait till you receive the power. For the task at hand, and the power of God comes. 500 people were invited to wait, and only 120 were there when it actually happened. But those that received it, they received what Jesus promised them. Now that the assignment is complete, time to go. So for us, what we want to do is we want to stay true to the Spirit of God when He gives us something to do. And I just flip forward a little bit to Acts chapter 8, and then we'll stop here. Acts chapter 8. And Acts chapter 8 is the story of an incredible revival that takes place in Samaria. And verse 26 says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south into the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." So Philip, being the tool that God used for an amazing revival in the city of Samaria, and the revival is still going. The power of God is still flowing there. And God says to him, time for you to go. Now Philip was someone that I see that was the living embodiment of John 3 verse 8, where it says where it's like he's like the wind. He goes wherever the Spirit of God tells him. And in that desert he met the Ethiopian eunuch. And he gives him the gospel. And that eunuch goes back to Ethiopia. And God picks up, literally transports Philip to somewhere else. And there's evidence and even thought that encounter that the Ethiopian eunuch had with Philip was the opening door for all of the work and all of the gospel that happened in Ethiopia after that time. And had Philip stayed in Samaria, because he's in the middle of a revival and he doesn't want to go anywhere, he would have stayed in a spot where the Spirit of the Lord would have moved on, and he would have been out of position with the Spirit of God. So ultimately, it always gets so simple when we bring it back down to this. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. We stay in spiritual agreement with the Spirit of God, and we hold nothing in this world closer than we hold our desire to walk with, in truth and in honesty, our Savior. And we are out of time, so we stop.